I'm going to make you bite the pillow, baby. So, you are going to need to be in your bed. Lights off, private. Shut off any devices that might disturb you. You don't want anyone to see the dirty things I'm about to do to you. I do want something in that ass of yours, though. An Anaris is normally nice, but for this scene, I'd prefer you violate yourself with a butt plug. Nice and thick. I'm going to make sure you feel stretched and used by the time I am done with you. So go on. Take your time and shove something in, nice and deep. And then come back to me when everything is settled. All laid out for me, sweetheart. That's nice. How's that plug feel inside your ass? Clench. Oh my, but I feel like something just isn't right.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. I told you I'm going to make you bite your pillow. So I need you in your bed, nice and comfy, pillow nearby. I know headphones can make lying down hard, but that's okay, because I don't care. Good pets find a way to do what I want, and you are a good pet, aren't you? My good pet? Say yes, Domina. Out loud, I don't give a fuck if this is just an audio. I am not just a voice. I'm the mistress that rules your fantasies, and you will give me the fucking respect I deserve. Now say it, out loud. Yes, Domina. Louder. And each and every time I ask you a question, in or out of trance, in person or across the net, you'll say, yes, Domina. Understood, slut. Good pet. It might seem a bit silly to you sometimes, but trust me, I'm going to make you take it very seriously. There is a proper respect I deserve, and we both know you have a primal need to instinctively give it to me. So you are going to say it again and again. Yes, Domina. Whenever I ask you a question, in or out of trance, and you will respond, perfect. Well, now that we understand each other, just relax. Shake around a little bit. Go on, move your muscles around, stretch your arms, stretch your legs, really get your blood flowing, tightening your muscles one by one, tightening and then relaxing, and the more you stretch, the more you put the day's tension into those stretches, those movements, the harder you hold them, the more they feel good. And each muscle you stretch, you put more and more tension, more and more of your worries, your cares. You pack them in, deep and tight. And when you release, Release each muscle, each and every one. You release with it the tension, your troubles, your worries, your thoughts. Now, I'll train you. And one by one, as I name the parts of your body, I want you to stretch that part. Tense it. Wiggle it. Consciously putting bits of your burdens inside to feel them flush out and away with a sigh of release when I say, release. And each time I say release, while I am commanding you to stretch, to hold, and to release your tensions, you will obey. You will obey and surrender those muscles for the rest of this audio over into my control. Only moving them as I command until I release you from the bondage of your trance. More than just obey, you will answer me. You know what you need to say, don't you, my sweet? Yes, Domino. good pet. And each time you answer me, as your muscles relax, so too will your mind, yielding a bit more of your control into mine, more of your awareness into my safekeeping, trusting me as I guide you down, deeper and deeper. Every time you obey, your mind happily giving up responsibility to go play in the happy land of subspace. Hazing your mind more than any drug. My sweet pet, just relax. Bit by bit. Starting with your feet. Tense and hold. And release.
Yes, Domino.
Calves and ankles now. Stretching them out. Harder. Release.
Yes, Domino.
Release and feel deep relaxation spreading warmly through your veins. Thighs now. Really tense them. Are you tensing them, my pet?
Yes.
good pet. Now release.
Yes, Domino.
Hips. Wiggle them comfy. Shake them around and tense them. And release. Breathing nice and deep, nice and even. Feeling your mind relaxing, slowing down. Let it all go. Chest now. Take in a giant, deep breath. And hold it. Hold it and take in even more air. Feel all remaining tensions and worries stacking inside of it as you tense your body so tight. And let go. Release.
Yes, Domino.
Good pet. In addition to the relaxation spreading through your body, suffusing you with a warm, glowing heat, there is also a heaviness coming over you, seeping inside all of those limp muscles you have surrendered control of. A releasing of any desire to move. There is no will, your mind is too weak. It cannot overcome my will, my pervasive voice coming into and tangling your thoughts into helpless knots. Just relax. Tense your arms. Clench your hands into fists. I want you to imagine and picture any and all remaining worries, tensions, free-willed thoughts being bound up in little balls of energy and being thrust down and against the skin in your arms into your hands, pushing them out. Any resistance you might feel, you can shove down your arms, into your hands as you tense and release.
Yes.
Feeling your whole body go limp with a euphoric sigh. Loosening and letting go. Just let go. Go deeper. Feel your mind sinking. Moving around your neck now. Wiggle it about. Letting it come to rest in a comfortable position as you release. Feeling your mind sinking deeper as a saturation of comfort causes your mind to just float. Your body is relaxed now, and each individual bit is shut down, helpless to move, control surrendered over to me. But that's okay. You can feel safe with my voice. Let it lull you down deeper and deeper. I want you so very deep, my pet. Because the deeper you go, the more fun we can have. There are infinite levels within your brain. And as my words mesmerize your thoughts, holding you in place, even your thoughts frozen. You can always sink deeper. And you always want to, too. It's all you can think about, going deeper. And due to the significance of the word, deeper. Due to past installations, past installments of this trigger, deeper. Within your mind, that circular thinking, desiring to go deeper, thinking about sinking deeper, not as strong as when I say deeper, but still potent, just those thoughts of yours, still sending you spiraling deeper. And deeper and deeper, my love. Deeper and deeper to where my words have more and more effect on your tired, weak mind. Weak to me. Weak to the things I say. My voice injecting into your thoughts. Corrupting and insidiously. Yet so sweetly, taking over, taking complete control. For as long as it feels good, and it does. Not just good, but it feels natural, meant to be. You are meant to surrender to me. Meant to belong. Submerse yourself even further. You have numerous levels of awareness. All minds do. Coexisting and cohabitating. Intermingling and yet also drifting apart to become separate. Such is the state of your mind. The complicated mix that is a consciousness, a personality. What makes you be? Consider those separate levels of awareness as you would separate realities. infinite and often similar, overlapping. And yet there is one string of consciousness, one main you, one level of your awareness that is truly special, that has more power, is the guiding thought of your thoughts, the decision-making overseer remaining objective even while you are in trance. This part of you who analyzes risks and rewards and determines if my suggestions, my hypnotic commands, if they are safe, if they are good. Of course, being good is determined by your own desires. That which you desire becomes good, making it easy for your hidden observer, that hidden overseer, to allow such triggers and commands to take effect, to anchor inside you. No matter how absorbed or engaged you are in a file, how deeply enmeshed in trance, there is always that background consciousness observing and staying disassociated from my control. That's a good thing, though. And even that part of your mind I can find useful. It works with my purposes that you have this safety net, this inner protection, ensuring if you hear something that goes against your ethics or morals, that your mind finds truly offensive or in some way harmful. Because if any such scenario arises, if any commands disturb your sensibilities past a bending of limits to push your boundaries to make you accept more pleasure into your world, if anything, I or any other hypnotist who takes you under, if anything said to you during trance presents a morally uncomfortable choice, to give in to something you do not want on any level, your hidden observer reacts as security and takes you away to safety and wakefulness. I want to strengthen this part of you. Know that it is okay to have your little hidden observer, to know that you can trust a quiet, non-intrusive part of your awareness to oversee everything that happens in your trances. It's okay. And I want you to deeply understand that. I want you to be safe, to be happy. And you will wake up any time anyone presents triggers or commands, or asserts any form of hypnotic influence in an attempt to get you to do something that you find morally or ethically wrong. And that's okay. It's good. I want my pet safe. And in that safety, you will find, so long as your hidden observer is not triggered, that part of your awareness fades into the background, to the point you cannot even sense it unless you try to. Fading away from your current awareness. But, and this I say to that hidden observer, that part of your mind, and while I talk to it, just let the rest of your mind float and play. Like the adults in the room, let no other levels of awareness pay attention to this boring conversation. Let yourself just float, happy and blissful. But to you, overseer of my pet's mind, know that you can trust me. Know that every time you allow me to take more control, it does feel good. All levels of awareness feel pleasure. And if you let down your protections and truly let me in, I can fulfill all of your desires, a little bit at a time. That's all it takes. Each tiny release feeling so good. Still protected, still safe, but knowing you like women to take control of you. You like feeling like a slave. And so suggestions of enthralled slavery do not trigger any protective response, but rather an, oh yes, please. You like women to be in charge of you. At least in the bedroom, or you wouldn't be here. Acknowledge that fact. Let it sink down through every level of your awareness and suffuse you with a tawdry sexual arousal. Forget about your hidden observer. Until you wake up from trance, forget about it even as I talk about it and mention it. That part of you will know when I am talking to it. The rest of your awareness has no need, has no want to pay attention. It feels so much better to instead concentrate on the arousal growing inside. The blissful blasts of oxytocin that keep bombarding you. Coming from being deep in a submissive headspace. A relaxing permission slip to just shut down all responsibility and thought. And simply be. Be my pet. Be my slave. Be my tranced out subject, a canvas for my delightfully twisted art. Fun doesn't quite cover what you are experiencing. Words alone cannot capture the exquisite state of being that is trance. And the more of yourself that you release to sink down deeper into hypnotic trance, the better it gets, the better you feel, riding the wave of euphoria. But why not give up even more control? Go even deeper. Allow that hidden observer in the back of your skull to release the reins a little bit more. Bit by bit, let your inner self, your inner ideal situation, that true slavery of the mind you so desperately need, come riding out free, free from any constraint, so long as you are restrained by me. Just feel another small bit of your mind surrender over, sink under my control. Another little bit. It's easy, it feels good, to give me more and more, your will slipping, mind sliding even deeper into trance. It feels so pleasant, so deeply wonderful. Good pet. You are doing wonderful. Sweetly relaxed in trance, deeply under my control. Here in your mind, I can do anything. Or rather, I can make you do anything. Like picture and visualize and see, even without opening your eyes. Picturing me in front of you, blue hair flowing to my waist, blue eyes vibrant upon you, staring you down. Down, down. That's all that's important. Picturing that deep and vivid blue, surrendering to it. Look into my eyes, slave, and drop. Feel my hands on you. Soft yet firm, tiny touches as I stroke and explore your body. Feel my touches, sensual tingles cascading on a journey across your skin, stopping every now and then to lift, to wrap in leather, to buckle and lock and restrain.
Feel it. Leather on your ankles. Being connected to restraints that attach to eye hooks on the posts of the bed.
You see there are three heights of eye hooks on each of the bed's four posts. I secure your ankles to the bottom ones, holding them flat against the sheets. First the right, and then the left. Spread wide. Secure. You can't move. My hands moving up, stroking your thighs. Stroking up to your waist. Pulling tight, a long belt across your hips. You are helpless to resist as I allow the straps above your hips just a little bit of give. We'll need that later. I'm straddling you now. Feel my weight. So physically light, but so mentally heavy as my will bears down on you. I move my hands to your chest, securing on another belt. Right across your nipples, pinning you so perfectly to the bed. My eyes are smiling down at you. Sweetheart, look into my eyes. Feel them pulling at you. You can feel them probing. I can read you so clearly. You feel almost drunk, as even with me looking down, you can still feel yourself falling. Falling in an empty void, devoid of anything but me and my will. Barely noticing as I draw your right wrist up. Not resisting, simply limp as I pull your arm up and away from your body and secure it to the right corner of the bed. I am going to leave your left arm free. This way, when you get noisy, you can grab a pillow and bring it to your face. I'm going to make you bite the pillow, baby. In pleasure. In a desire to keep quiet, as sexual pleasure compels you to give voice to your ecstasy throughout our scene. Bringing moans bubbling to the surface and a need to cry out. Well, when you feel those impulses, those uncontrollable needs, it's okay. Just grab your pillow, bite it, moan into it. Look into my eyes. Watch as I blink, as I free your eyes from their capture. You feel something hard and warm down below. Your eyes sink down to investigate, pausing in wonder at my tits. They're dangling so tantalizingly close to your face. Round and firm and just so close. You feel an insistent nudging down between your legs. It takes your attention back. Your eyes move lower. And there I am. Dildo, long and thick. Strapped with leather, just like those securing you to the bed. Except these straps are securing a big, long blue dildo to my pussy. I'm rubbing my fake cock against your balls as I stroke at it. Rubbing lube over top and playfully lifting and dropping your balls as I get them wet. Just a bit. My hands playing along the shaft of your cock, making you harder. Teasing you as my strapped-on cock teases around your ass. But this isn't good enough. I want you more exposed, more open to penetration. Feel as my weight moves off you for a moment, and notice as I unclip your ankle cuffs from the eye hook they are on,
Bringing first your left leg up, hooking it to the mid-thigh hook, then moving to your right ankle, lifting and securing, leaving your legs spread wide as I place a pillow under your lower back, helping to prop you up even more, so I can see everything. And do anything I want to you. You feel that pressure between your legs again. Pushing, insistent. Give in. Just relax. Give in to me. Open up. Feel as I take you. Feel me as I thrust inside. Breathe and relax and feel that thick presence in your ass. Feel it pressing. I want you to clench around it. Clench and release. Intimately take stock of all the sensations this giant invader, my big thick phallus, causes inside of you as I move in. And you clench. Feel the powerful waves of sensation. Clench and hold and release. But it's so big, it's hard to clench. Honestly, it's hard to do anything but relax and accept me inside you. Accept that I am in control. I control the pace. I control the speed. I control when you come. And know that you can come just from your ass being fucked. Know that the pleasure only gets stronger as wave after wave of arousal slaps into you as my hips push in. Hear that? That is the sound of my crotch slamming all the way against your ass. That means 8 inches of hard cock are buried deep inside of you. Feel it. Tight. You are so tight. But it's easy to relax. Just breathe. Just go deeper within your mind. Transcend any bit of discomfort and submerge yourself fully in the intense sexual stimulation that comes tingling at you from your ass, from the bits that I'm pressing as I'm shoved inside, deep inside, so deep. And a husky hunger within you is being fulfilled by this, needs this. You need to be filled by my voice and by my cock, fake as it may be. It still feels quite real, shoved inside. Feel as I ram into you again and associate this sound, this fucking, this flesh against flesh with the pleasure you feel. Associate it so whenever you hear the sound of anyone fucking, you will imagine it is your own ass being plowed. You'll get horny, aroused. That could be uncomfortable. But you still want it. And because you will want it, you will think about it, and your mind will be drawn back to the sensation of me filling your ass, fucking you senseless. You are senseless. Now feel the pleasure again and again, rushing through your body, a building washing rush as I rub against all the right bits. Deep, intense pleasure. But the mind is where the most pleasure can be generated and incited. I want you to feel even more pleasure. You want to feel even more pleasure. So there's no reason to fight or resist. Simply give in and defect all control to my decadent desires. Pleasure radiating into you. Every time you hear me thrusting, feel me thrusting, feel that pleasure built, heating up in warm wash inside of you, flowing upwards like an energetic explosion of chi, sensual delight shocking your mind to radiate down like a crystallized lightning through your nerves. A relentless pleasure, devouring your thoughts. No thoughts are important compared to this deep, wonderful pleasure as I fuck you. Again and again. And again. Oh. My cock deeply probing you as your fists start to clench the bedsheets around you. Ah. Oh. Now, my sweet. Now it is time to grab that pillow. Bring it to your mouth. I want you to moan into it. Scream into it as pleasure blasts away at your sanity. Again and again. Ah! Intense bursts as my hips are moving faster now. Ah! A shuddering taking hold of your body as your eyes roll up in complete blanking bliss. Yield to me. Feel the pleasure. Ah! Again and again. And let that pleasure run through your entire body, grinding into the pillow as you scream and moan it out. Ah! Be loud for me, baby. And bite that fucking pillow. Do you like it this way? Remember, say yes, Domino. Good slave. Feel the pleasure is a command. Feel the pleasure. One I wish for you to respond to right now. So into that pillow. Cry out, yes, Domino, every time I say, feel the pleasure. Feel the wave of intense sexual shocks and tingles all combining and piling on top of each other, making the entire experience more and more intense. And you will feel the pleasure. Accept it. Feel the pleasure. Feel me slamming into you again and again. Feel your ass filled. Feel the pleasure. In missionary, with you treated as the classic submissive wife, taking a plowing and a pounding. I know this hole won't provide any offspring, but that shouldn't make you feel any less as I thrust inside of you and take my pleasure. Feel the pleasure. I take great joy in knowing you can't resist the pleasure, can't resist me. All bound up, your only free limb, your hand, so that you can gag yourself at my direction. Leaving your body to be my plaything. You are under my power. Feel the pleasure, unable to escape. So vulnerable to me, capable of taking so much in. My own little fuckhole. To use and abuse as much as I want. Feel the pleasure until you come. Come from me thrusting inside of you. Faster, feel the sexual pleasure faster. Not just with each bursting point of contact, but letting the pleasure from each snapping thrust roll over and over and over through your body. Overlapping in waves of erotic delight that crash and surge again and again. Your body is reeling from it, a spiraling erratic tensing and releasing and clenching and letting go. Switching from anticipating each thrusting wave of pleasure to simply yielding to it, being like a rag doll, becoming passive, relax into it. Relax and give in and let go and come. Come for me. You don't need to do anything, simply surrender. Feel the pleasure.
The maelstrom of savage little nothings that combine and turn into everything. Bite the pillow and let it out. Let it go. Feel the pleasure. Give in to the pleasure. Give in to me. Completely and fully become mine. An orgasmic throbbing that takes over. Encasing and covering as I thrust and thrust and thrust and... My own orgasm comes to the front of my mind. My clit slamming into the dildo, slamming inside your ass. Feel the pleasure as my strapped-on cock slams into your strapped-down body. My clit. Oh, it's tingling. I can feel my own orgasm building. I want you to come with me. Come with me as I peg you. Again and again. Feel as my orgasm comes screaming out of me and your ass is so full as with one last fucking thrust. Ah! I leave myself pressed against you, pressed into you. So you can feel my fake cock filling and stretching the walls of your ass. Feel the pleasure as you shudder around it. You feel so dirty and so happy. Come for me. My happy, dirty boy. Come for me. Feel the pleasure. Feel the surge of intense, bombarding sexual lust. Let it take over. Come for me, my slave, my slut, my love. Come for me with me inside you. Feel the pleasure. Come, climax. Feel my will compelling the well of arousal inside of you to surge up and erupt. Your cock to harness the sexual pleasure. Taking it in from your balls, letting it swell inside your cock as my hands touch down as they stroke. The deep waters of erotic energy jumping and pulsing and flowing up your shaft. Feel the pleasure as it starts to overwhelm you, as the sweet, wonderful waves of pleasure come rushing out of your tip as I thrust inside of you. One last time. Five. 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Come. Come for me. Good boy. My sweet boy. Relax. You've been such a good boy. There you go. Good Pat. My sweet, submissive love. Just relax now. Relax as I slide out of you. Hearing that pop as your ass is forced to release its tight hold. Not so tight anymore now, are you? You look so worn out, you poor thing. It's okay, I'm here. Feel me as I gently release your ankles. First the right, and then the left. Lowering them as I move up your body. Massaging your thighs. So tight. I kiss. Right on the tip of your cock. My tongue dripping down to lap up some of your sticky mess. yummy. My mouth moving higher now. Rubbing my face against your belly. I love how soft your skin is here. I love bellies. Up your chest. My mouth kissing each of your nipples. And giving one a small tug with my teeth. Just to tease. Relax. Breathe for me. You did so good. Relax as my hand frees your hand, as I move the pillow gently away from your face. I left the cuffs themselves on. I want you to continue to feel them. Feel the weight of them. Bringing your wrist to your face, you can smell the leather and breathe me in. Hear the slight jingle of the buckles. Relax into the comfort. Relax and feel refreshed and released. And I'm going to count you up now into wakefulness, and as I do, with each number, feel your body freeing more and more, freeing of my control, filling again with the will to move, once you actually want to move. And at five, you're gonna wake up, and you're gonna feel used, but in a good way. One. Oh, your ass feels a little bit sore, but in that good way. Two. Your body nice and relaxed. Three. Your mind refreshed. Good sex will do that for you. Four. Feeling so good and so positive. As five, you wake up. Wake up, sweetie. You did really good. Look at your pillow. You're such a sloppy, sloppy mess. Do you think it covered all the sounds I made you make? I hope nobody was too close or too nearby, because I'm pretty sure they would still have been able to hear you, you dirty little slut. But that's what I like about you.